Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host here, Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur here. So excited to have you out today, and especially excited to have our special guest, Ty Bennett, here with us. So we're going to bring him on in just one moment. In the meantime, just as a reminder, just check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You know, love to have you check out a lot of great things from blogs. We obviously got lots of podcasts from here. We've got lots of good stuff. Even events are coming up. And so, you know, be on the lookout, especially because we've increased events this year. So the number of events are going up, and just because the demand that you guys are giving me makes it that way. So I appreciate you guys being involved and really pushing forward this cause as we're trying to create a real ripple effect through people's lives, as we're trying to create that ripple effect of freedom and prosperity and ultimately that ability to help you be able to live a richer and more abundant life and a more better quality of life. So I'm bringing on here Ty Bennett, and this is such an honor to be able to have him on because, you know, I've known Ty now for about a year and a half personally. I mean, we've been Facebook friends, but, you know, you're never really truly friends until you meet face-to-face, but – you know, I tell you, I've had several people that told me before I first met him face to face, they said, "Chris, you really got to get to know Ty Bennett because I think you guys would really get along. You both you're really big on relationships, and especially where, you know, you guys are authentic people." And you know, I wasn't disappointed in the least bit. Ty is one of those people that, as I always say with my guests that I bring on the show, I don't like posers. I don't like people that are fake. I want people that are real. I want people that are successful and people that really bring something great to the table. And Ty is definitely no exception here. And we can go on about how glowing his resume is. I mean, obviously, he's 21 years old, had a great business where he's became, really had a multi-million-dollar business with a company, nutraceutical company, and did things with that. And just he's done some amazing, incredible things throughout the life. And not to mention he's an amazing, powerful speaker that speaks internationally all over the place. And so, Ty, such a privilege to have you on.
Well, Chris, thank you for having me. I appreciate the intro.
Oh, you bet. So, Ty, tell us a little bit more about yourself, just beyond something that goes beyond the bio.
Well, as you mentioned, my background is an entrepreneur, and I love business. I love growing businesses, and right now I am spending most of my time speaking. I do about 100 keynotes a year for different companies around the world, and I've written a few books. I've got another one coming out in a couple of months. And so that's what's keeping me busy. It's really a passion for me. I love interacting with people and sharing ideas and hopefully some things that can inspire and help people become better. I have a family, 4 little kids, 8 and under, and that keeps me extremely busy as well. So I love probably one of my favorite passions right now is coaching my kids' basketball and soccer teams too. That's pretty fun.
It definitely, especially as they get older, you kind of enter new phases of life, don't you?
Yeah, every phase. I don't know. Every phase just gets more and more fun, I think. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, my oldest is just about to turn 11. You know, and
awesome.
It's an exciting time, that's for sure.
Good for you.
So, well, cool. So, Ty, I know conversation today. I really wanted to be around. You know, we talk a lot about business. We talk about money, but there's another capital I think is so important. And I know you of all people, and even just knowing you personally, I know this is something that you just don't teach about, but you really live. And that's really the power of relationships, that relationship or that social capital. You know, tell us, why is that so important?
Well, I think ultimately one of the great realizations for me is that we're all in the people business. You know, it really doesn't matter what you do. We're in the people business, and being able to have better relationships and stronger connection and ultimately influence with other people will serve you well regardless of what business you are in. And so I think if we approach business that way, that we understand that business is about relationships and we truly care about people and we work to better those connections, it just makes life better all around.
And it definitely creates a different richness about life, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you think about what brings you true joy in your life, and one of the things at the top of the list is relationships, right? So from a personal fulfillment type of standpoint, obviously relationships are important, but from a business standpoint, they are key as well.
Yeah, so agree. You know, one thing I truly believe is that it's not just about, you know, how much money we make in this life, because in the end, we can't really bring the money with us. But, you know, the one thing we can bring us with us is that the experiences and who we become, and also the people that we bless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So when did you first find out that this really became key for you?
Well, I think I've always been a people person. You know, I've always enjoyed people. I've never really been shy. You know, I've enjoyed getting to know people and connecting with people. But as we started building our business in my early 20s, I think I recognized more and more the importance of really building a network of people, growing those relationships, continuing to stay in touch, investing in those people, getting to know them on a deeper level, you know, really just building a cache of people, if you will, that ultimately became a powerful network for me and has helped me and blessed me throughout my life. So I think it was in my early 20s that I realized that there was probably more to it than just, you know, you enjoy people and that's great. If you really want to make an impact, you've got to be somewhat strategic about it and you've got to be focused and concentrated on it. I think, you know, for me, that's a business strategy in terms of how much time I spend cultivating relationships, where I invest my time and my energy to be able to grow some of those relationships. And so that for me was somewhat of a turning point, although I think I've always been geared towards people.
Yeah. Well, where have you seen people do it wrong?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, two things. Either A, people really don't value relationships, and so they don't put effort into them, or B, people are in it for themselves. That ultimately is what kills relationships, right? Whether that be personal or business. That comes across in the way that you talk to people. It comes across in what you talk about. It comes across in how often you ask questions versus how much you share about yourself. I mean, all those things. And those are things that, for me, I don't feel like I was ever super selfish, but I definitely have realized how to make it more about other people and the importance and the value in doing that.
Yeah. So you see most people, they usually look at it more from their standpoint of what they want versus what others want. Is that kind of what you're seeing then?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest issue when it comes to impeding relationships is we make it all about ourselves, right? I mean,
right.
I think that's something we all struggle with. But at the same time, there may be people who are listening, and I've spoken to many entrepreneurs and other people who would view themselves as introverts, and they're just not as people-centric.
Mm.
But if you really want to grow in business, that is something that you should work on.
So it's really kind of a skill set, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not that you're approaching it and it's like a, you know, a manipulation type of strategy, because ultimately I honestly think it has to be based in love. I think people read through whether you're authentic or not. I think that's one of the biggest keys is, do you actually care about people? Do you put their needs first because you want them to succeed and you enjoy them and you want them to be successful? Or is it a strategy that, you know, that's a better way for you to get yourself ahead? I think that comes across to people, but I don't think stepping back and going, you know, I'm just not a people person. You can say that. I just don't think it's going to serve you very well.
That's right. No, if there's anything, I've realized it's always about the person. It always has to be, because even if your goal was to make more money in business, for example, the reality is that you can't. It's not like a thing ever writes you a check. It's a person. There's always a person behind that really only wants to write you a check or give you money because they believe that whatever you offer is going to be more valuable than whatever you offer them.
Well, and I think one of the biggest keys to this is, if you look at it, I personally have always figured I wanted to be in business long term.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to be in business long term, then relationships are key. If you want to be in business short term, then, you know, you can just convince everybody and manipulate people and screw people over, and you're going to make a little bit of money and move forward if you're good at it. But if you want to be in business long term, it's about the relationship and the reputation that you build over the course of many interactions and several opportunities and chances to really support and help other people in what they're doing. And so ultimately, to me, that's one of the keys is anybody who wants to be in business long term, they better value relationships.
That's right. I couldn't say that better myself. You know, it's funny. One thing I run across quite often is, and I'm sure you do too, that there's a lot of people that might reach out to you or even just people in general you run across, you know, whether they be networking groups or people that you just come across in general it's you can always tell there's a difference between those that really get it and those that don't. And it's not I would condemn them for that because in many cases they don't know any better. It's just sometimes people kind of separate the fact that there's relationships in business and they kind of pull them apart a little bit and they think, well, if I got to be really good at business, I got to be really good at talking a lot and being good at sales and that kind of stuff and try to convince people to do business with me versus trying to get to know the person and creating a relationship first, building that trust. And then, hey, if there's a business that can happen from that, great. If not, they'll point you the right direction. I think there's a very distinct difference between the two. Have you seen that before?
Yeah, I think that delineation is a good explanation, the way that you gave it. And definitely makes a difference. I just find it so interesting that so many people don't see the importance of it. You know, for me personally, I had a phone call this morning with a coaching client who is in medical sales, and we were kind of talking about this same process. And he was finding that medical sales has become more commoditized, and because of that, the relationship has become more and more important. And he was finding it basically annoying because he was so used to such a quick sales process and one of the biggest companies in the medical sales industry. And so it was just a simple process. And now he has to try harder. And, I found it interesting from the place he was coming from. And so we talked through a lot of these same ideas in terms of, why that would be important and what that would look like long term and how that positions him regardless of what he ever does, because turnover and changing of companies in the medical sales arena is very common. So it was just an interesting conversation, but ultimately those relationships become key.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder when he makes that statement. Of course, not knowing him personally, I wonder, is he having to try harder because he's trying to use the same old techniques, or does it mean he has to change into a different skill set, a different shift of mind and a perspective to be able to make it work better? I wonder which one it is for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think it does require a little bit different skill set, right? I mean, it's not just, your slick, quick bullet point presentation the way that it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to it in terms of how the questions you ask, the stories you share, how you connect with somebody, what you do beyond those interactions, how do you invest in them, how do you show them that you actually care to build a relationship and stand out. I mean, all those things start to come into play and, maybe they weren't before.
That's true. Yeah, maybe it was never there, or maybe it has to be there now, huh?
Yeah.
I love that. So if somebody were saying, hey, I'm trying to switch out of this mode, I'm trying to move into a mode where I am building those relationships, what would you think would be some of their first steps? What are some of the first things they should do?
So a couple of quick little ideas. I wrote a book called The Power of Influence, which is really, one of the endorsements for the book came from Peter Vidmar, who's an Olympic gold medalist, and he said that it was like how to win friends and influence people for our day. So I'm just going to go with that and say it's, it really ties into how to build relationships from an influence standpoint. I'll give you three simple ideas. I share these with audiences all the time, but I think they're key. The first is to focus on being interested, not interesting.
Mm.
Now, being interesting is all about you, right? It's putting your own agenda in front. It's trying to look cool. It's trying to stand out from that standpoint. But being interested is all about the other person, asking questions, getting to know them. And when you do that, you truly stand out. Because in a world that is so me-focused, when we make it about other people, we actually shine brighter.
Right.
Okay, so that's idea number one. Idea number two is to invest in people. We typically use the word invest, and we think about money, but what are the proactive, unusual little things that you can do that most people wouldn't do that are going to make an impact and show that you care? how can you invest in people around you? Maybe that's, you know, reaching out just with a simple phone call and connecting with them, not with an agenda, but just to simply check in with them. Maybe that is remembering a birthday or an anniversary or a special occasion. Maybe that is reaching out to them to get them their favorite candy bar. I don't know. It can be a simple investment, right? But
yeah.
When you invest in people, you do things that most people don't do. You think about normal interactions. You know, you and I meet, we talk, we exchange pleasantries. And at the end of the day, I don't seem any different to you than virtually anybody else because I didn't act in any different way than anybody else. But if I invest in you in some unique way, I show that I care and that you mean something to me. So that's idea number two. Idea number three is to throw out the golden rule. Now, everybody is like, what? The golden rule is great. The golden rule is to treat other people the way that you want to be treated. In terms of morals and decency, it is great, right? You don't want to hurt people. That's ultimately what the golden rule kind of talks about. But I think we need to step up to the platinum rule, which is to treat other people the way that they want to be treated. You see, all of us are individual. We all have different needs, wants, and desires. We want to be communicated to in different ways. We are driven by different things. And if I can get to know you better because I'm focused on being interested, then I can treat you in ways that are individual and specific and unique to you, and that makes a big difference. So I think that that relationships are individual, right? Everybody's individual. The way that you lead and you influence is individual, and so we need to treat people as individuals. So the three ideas, I mean, we could flesh them out. We could talk about them in great depth. I talk about them each in a chapter in my book, but those three ideas have served me extremely well.
No, I totally agree. Like you said, we could easily do a show on each one of those topics and still not be done.
Yeah.
Those are big. And I'll tell you, I mean, there's a big difference. What I've seen people, in fact, that's what impressed me about you and why some people stay in my mind and other people become forgettable to me is because, you know, when somebody's really truly interested, and it's funny because when two people are trying to become interested in each other, I almost get mad. Because I feel like I'm like, no, I'm trying to ask you questions. Stop asking me. Because all of a sudden I'll find myself talking about me for 5 or 10 minutes. I'm like, whoa, that wasn't supposed to happen. Let's go back to you. It's kind of funny because that's when you know you really found somebody like really cool.
There's a give and take in it for sure. But yeah, you approach it in terms of a service mindset versus what am I going to get out of this? It's what can I give and how can I help this person?
Oh yeah, and your relationships will increase so much better if you stay in that. That level of perspective and that level of vibration, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I love, and even doing those little things to invest are big. I mean, it's funny how some of the littlest things you wouldn't think matter really go a long way for some people. And I like that platinum rule too. I think that's, if there's any principle you hear me talk about all the time in the show, it's really about creating value for people, right? About, you know, how to add value for them. And it's really what's valuable to them, not necessarily what you think is valuable, what they believe is valuable, that really pays off. And that's in relationships, that's in business, that's in everything in life, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry that I got something in my throat here. I coughed a little bit as you were talking, but I agree. And ultimately, the only way you figure out what that value is to them is if you're truly interested and you dive in.
Right. You got to listen to them.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's really my goal, I guess, if you say, like, what if you pull back the curtain for me, like when I'm meeting with people, is I want to know how I can serve them and what I could do for them. It might be something I can do personally or somebody that I know can help them. It's a, you know, can I make a connection or can I personally serve them in one way, shape,
well,
or form?
And that's such a good example of an investment. I mean, think about if you just reach out to somebody, if you connected me with somebody that I really wanted to connect to, or you provided that facilitation for me to meet somebody or have the right business contact, that's a huge investment in people. And it's one that I don't know that we think about all that often, but great people, I mean, we network constantly if we value relationships, right? We get to know good people. And so that's one that I see a lot of really influential people do well. And one that I think a lot of people miss is what kind of connections can you provide? How, you know, who are the people that you can connect them to?
That's right. Yeah, you're definitely the living embodiment of that. That's for sure. So, well, cool, Ty. Any final thoughts you have?
Well, I just think it's great what you're doing. You're putting out great value into the marketplace, so continue to do that. Thanks for having me on, and, you know, hopefully we can connect again and discuss some more great ideas.
Absolutely. So definitely everybody, I would recommend you check out his book, Power of Influence. There's also Power of Storytelling that I love, Power of Belief. What else do we have? What other powers are out there?
I don't know. I mean, you can find all my information on tybennett.com, and that's probably the easiest way to connect with me and find all my stuff. But I kind of went on a little series there of power of lots of things. But ultimately, I think there's huge power in relationships like we're talking about today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's available on your website, too, but there is one on building relationship that you did interviewing several people. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know what? That's an audio program that is not on my website, but one that I share quite frequently just with my list and that kind of thing, too. And so it's one that people can connect with if they connect with me, for sure.
Oh, okay. So better not let people know about that one, because it's in my car right now. I don't want people breaking in. Awesome. Well, Ty, I appreciate your time. I really do. It's been a truly honor, and you are truly living this. And if people just take even a small portion of what you just taught about today, it's hard not to see a big change happen in your life, in your business, and everywhere. You know. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, hey, everybody, that's a wrap for this week. Be sure to join us next week, and be sure to check out tybennett.com. That's tybennett.com. Check him out. Check out his books. Amazing stuff. Great stuff that I know you'll get great value from. So anyways, make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.